NTR Mobile.
Not that nasty weather today. W2T sitting at home. And it is. Yeah, we went to Aldi's, and let me turn this radio down. And then ran over to Wally World just now, and I don't know, we're going place else. I got gas while I was here, $2.64.9. That's a pretty good deal, I think. I just been keeping in my mind about $2.78, and so I thought $2.64 sounds pretty good. I don't know if they went down or not.
You know, it, I've seen the prices go down. I was looking as I came back last night from up there where I was near Furman University. So we had a performance up there last night, and I noticed that a lot of the prices were lower over in that area than they were over in my area.
There's no question about that, Rusty. Well, they said that it should start getting heavy about this time, about 11 o'clock, and, oh, it's, I would rate it a low moderate right now. It's not overwhelming, but we're headed for the house, so get there.
2-0-E-R.
Please?
1-week cube, please, 2-0-E-R. Will that work for you?
Stacy sounds familiar to you. I think he fits in them shoes also.
I think he's a good fit for those, talking about us old geezers. And I think he's got a good fit in there, don't you, Stacy?
Got in behind y'all. But I just happened to see a signal on here and turned it up, and it was you, Rusty. And then I said, well, I'll be doggone, here comes that other rascal in there. But I'm sitting here, I bought me a little old weather station, and I've been fooling with that thing, and my brother, I was visiting my brother about 3 weeks ago, and he had one that his wife gave him, never could get it to work. He's not really up on how to hook the Wi-Fi, but anyway, I got his going, so I messed around and bought me one. They came down from $130 down to $82, so I bought one, and I've been fooling with it, over.
My turn, so sounds good. You really have a lot of enjoyment out of that, Stacy. I have one, it's the Accurite, and they varied. When I bought mine, they'd run anywhere around Christmas at Costco's from $59 to, $100. But, of course, times they do change. I get the mailings from Accurite all the time, and that's about what they run them for. I'd say you'd be more likely to spend $100, $120 than you was $80, so you did all right. Go ahead, Rusty.
Well, my goal is to get me one of those. I haven't yet got one, and I want one, so I'll have to figure out, where I can come up with the funds for getting one of those. So, anyway, probably soon I'll have me one. We'll see. And all. But good to hear you on here, Stacy. Everything going all right your way?
Pretty much. Just kind of hang around the house. We got a lot of rain right now. And the rain came in a good time to fool with this thing, and sitting here watching the wind speed and all, but the one I got is a LaCrosse, and found out you can get it through Lowe's for $75, but I'd already ordered this one, so, and I ordered it Friday, and I got it yesterday, so, and, I like it. I mean, it's a real pretty colored screen. So I've just been sitting here fooling with it, and seeing what all I could do on my phone with it to do different stuff, over.
And Gerald G.R. Mobile on way to Hampton. Head to his home station. If you want to spend $400, you can buy a Davis, but I don't think they're at all necessary. KI-4 in the U.S., you spot one that had your rights the other day. I spotted him at Cabela's, and they were really a bargain down there, and they're usually really high at Cabela's. I've never seen them discount anything like that that good. But Rusty, I asked the guy at Costco's, and he says usually those things start coming in, and it was October, wasn't it, buddy? I think so. September, October. So that means pretty much that Sam's Club will have them, too. I know you go to Sam's, so that's when the best buys on them are. And it seems like if they last, the closer they get to Christmas, the more reasonable the price.
Look and see, you know, I haven't given up, and I'll find me one, one of these days soon, and get one I can afford, but, I'll just deal with it when it comes, so, anyhow, and hopefully you guys are about to be back home, because I know that weather's getting nasty out there and everything, so it's supposed to be, we're under a tornado watch until tomorrow sometime, I think it was, or later this evening, I guess it was, for this whole area up there. So I guess we'll have to see what happens, you know? Go ahead, Steve.
So, anyway, I did also, Tom, I have looked at Davis before, and I've looked at Tempest. Or I think the one I looked at was like 329. Something like that, and it has no moving parts. And raindrops hit on top of it, it calculates in so much a length of a time how many drops has hit the top, and it'll calculate how much rain you got, how many inches you got, and all that kind of stuff. And I said, well, I don't think I want to spend that kind of money on one when I can just look at my phone and see the weather. But a nice colored display in the shack here looks pretty good. So I went with this cheaper thing. And it's like right now, the winds is at 4 miles per hour. And I can look at my own backyard if I'm down in Charleston. So anyway, it's just something to play with. Over.
OTR. Yeah, I had one or two fail in about 11 years, and you know, the anemometers can wear out, and to Hedron, and that's the wind direction thing on the bottom, they got bearings on them, they can wear out, but for the price, you just can't beat them. And I'm just not going to spend that much money on one. I don't need it that bad. Like you say, we got our cell phones. But mine's not tied into the internet. Bob told me it could be. But I haven't ever... I don't have the smarts to do it anyways. I don't care. But I had the display register left from the other one, and I caught them on sale one day, and I bought an extra display, so I got a display register in the basement, and one upstairs, and one in the bedroom, and if one of them goes out where I really need it, I'll just take one of the older ones and move it over there, but they all go to the same display, so you can add as many places as you'd like on them. I think you'll really enjoy it, and I think you'd have a lot of fun with one, too, Rusty.
Well, it's just a case of getting something, and, what I want to do on that, so I'll have to just see and see what's going on with them, and when I have the funds available and go from there. Yeah, I'd like to have one sometimes. There's, you know, a lot of things that you can't tell unless you go do a lot of digging on your phone, and you know, I've got it on the computer here, and it comes up, and it lets me know what's going on, and I can run it that way. But you know, sometimes it'd be nice to be able to get it firsthand while you're sitting in front of sitting here in your house and see it on the on your screen and then go from there, you know? Go ahead, Stacy.
10-4-OVQ. Well, this particular one that I got has a sensor, a water sensor. You set it down behind on your blower, behind or around your washing machine, or if you wanted to put it up under your kitchen sink or bathroom or whatever. And if you get a leak, it'll sense it on the blower and it will let you know. Over.
Good idea. I had a security system called Versa, and I still use it some, mainly to monitor the fire detection system, you know, the smoke detectors and that, and the CO detectors. And it had that where you could tie to it. But, I'll tell you who it was from. It was from Lowe's. And I forget what they call that, Iris. And I had it all set up in the house, and I had to change over to this other one. And it ain't worth a dang. But Iris had those, and I put one down by the hot water tank. But it's a nerdy that I got. Just made their Lowe's sold them for I don't know how long, and then they just discontinued them. But that's the way things are nowadays. Well, we just turned on to Highway 101, Rusty, so we won't be here too much longer. There's a mail truck in front of us. This is Enduro TR.
Mail's already run over at my place. Got my latest issue of QST came in today, so, you know, I'll sit down and read it here in a little while and see if there's anything I want, see if there's anything in there I can, you know, can do without or can't do without or whatever, however they say that. But anyway, I just trying to sit here and take it easy and stay out of the weather and I don't have to go any place today, so I'm not going to and just play it like it is and see where things go from there. And Stacy, I guess you got your little bit of time off before the weekend comes up, over.
Got off yesterday morning for my two nights, and so I'm good till Saturday night, and that's still almost like being off when I'm at work. Just pointless being up all night walking around, but that's good exercise. I went to the doctor this past Wednesday, had a real good report, so I'm just kind of laid back, man. It is pouring down rain here. I know I'm not going anywhere today. I got to put my car in the shop in the morning. I went last summer and most part of this one without an air condition, and I'm sick of that. I can't do it. So I'm putting it in the shop in the morning. The guy says he can fix it. I got a vacuum problem somewhere. It's not coming out the vents, blowing straight on you. It comes out the bottom and the defrost vents. So I'm going to try to get that fixed in the morning, over.
This is N0TR. Well, I don't know how you did it, but... Wow, this is the hottest year on record down here now, I think they said, and for the United States, so I'm glad you're going to get that fixed, Stacy. It's not worth getting sick. The time before last, when I mowed the lawn, I got overheated, got inside, and wasn't feeling good, got dizzy, throwed up, and all kinds of stuff. So that heat's nothing to be trivial around with at all. Guys, you gotta go. I'm getting ready to turn here, and I'm on final. I'm on downwind. Now I'm on final for approach. Talk to y'all later. Have a good day. W2T to take it. N0TR 73 station.
All right, we'll catch you later, Tom. Behave yourself and see if you can stay dry out there. And Miss Bernice, you keep an eye on him just so he doesn't drown in the deep water out there. Catch you later. I'm going to go, too, because I've got to go catch up with my washing machine. It just beeped at me, so I got to go empty it and move it over into the dryer. Catch you later, Stacy. Stay home, stay dry, and we'll talk to all of you later. N4OVQ, W2T, 73s, everyone.
Enjoy talking to you, and hello, Miss Bernice and Pete. If you any trouble, just reach over there and pop him right good. How to straighten him out. I'll talk to you later, Mr. Tom and Rusty. Talk to you later. Y'all have a good day. I'll be around today, so I might be listening. N4OVQ, I'll be clear and listening.